The Holy Spirit is that glory of the Father that raised Jesus from the dead, and He is that quickening Spirit that will enable us to be caught up with the Lord Jesus at His appearing in the rapture. He is in us to quicken us, and this quickening process is an ongoing activity of the Spirit. And so it is written, "The first man Adam was made a living soul, the last Adam was made a quickening spirit." 1 Corinthians 15:45. Jesus Christ is the last man Adam, who is that quickening spirit. He is that life-giving spirit resident in us by His Spirit to give life, to supply life continually to our spirit, soul, and body. He is the balm of Gilead and the physician in Israel. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? Jeremiah 8, verses 19 through 21. This scripture talks about the people of God seeking help outside of God. Our total and complete dependence ought to be in God and Him alone. To put your trust in the arm of flesh is an offense to God. He is asking here, is not the Lord in Zion? Is not her king in her? The question is, why are you desperately searching for help outside of God? Is your king the healer not residing in you? Is God Almighty not inside you? Why are you looking everywhere else but to Him for your healing and deliverance? Many look to God as a last resort, when all else has failed, when really, we should run to Him first and then do everything else on the back of our confidence in the God who lives inside us. He is asking you again, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? Jeremiah 8, 21 through 22. Why is that affliction prolonged? Why are you still suffering from that ailment? Do you not know that there is a balm in Gilead, and there is a physician there? Will you not look to your God who lives inside you to recover you from that condition? Think about that for a moment. We have to recognize that we carry the divine presence of God, and He is the healer God living inside us. Even if you are seeking medical assistance from the best hands that there is, as a child of God, your absolute dependence and confidence must be in God and in Him alone, and then we can rest assured that He will see to it that all will go well, no matter how desperate that condition is.